Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and if it is the third Tuesday of the month, from 2 to 3, I should say, it must be the Divorce Show Part 1, starring Dr. Sharon Van Lentz. Dr. Sharon?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
I like what you're wearing. Your hair looks a little different, looks adorable, and I think it's good.
Thank you.
Wow, it's very nice.
Fall
done.
Colors.
Oh, fall colors. Oh, yeah. Do you have, like, are you into the color thing?
Well, I mean, my hair, I want it darker in the September, October, November, December, and in the summer months, I go more blonde.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know how that works.
Yes.
Tommy, did you know that's what women do? That should be a show, What Women Do. Hey, I just thought of that. I like it. What women do and what they don't. Okay, do's and don'ts of being a woman. So anyway, we have a great show today. This is an organization that you're going to have on, the founder. Not the founder, actually the owner.
The owner of Adventures 2000.
Yeah, so this
Singles Activity Club in Phoenix.
And people need interaction because there's so many people that are single. And you know that as a therapist. There's tons. And is that part of therapy, maybe doing activities?
Well, it's part of therapy to recommend activities to clients, especially, you know, depressed clients or people going through a divorce or a relationship breakup, if they need to improve their social support system. Oh. I've referred a lot of people to Adventures 2000.
Wow. And they must love you.
I was a marketing person for Adventures 2000 from the and they're not, you know, paying me, but I just love the club.
Do you need a manager to maybe get some compensation for you?
Well, I think the fun that we have is more than enough compensation.
Yeah.
They plan 35 activities every month, and it's not a dating service. It's a club where you can go hiking, you can go play backgammon, you can go indoor rock climbing, horseback riding, salsa dancing, dinner and a movie, play volleyball. I mean, there's something for everyone.
Picnic and football?
And they even do karaoke. And that's
Your specialty.
That's my specialty, and I always show up for that.
Do you think you can do a song for us today? I'll play the bass. Bum, 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 bum.
I think we should plan it in your guitar and me singing or something like that.
I'll bring
maybe
the guitar.
For Christmas.
Yeah, I'll bring the guitar. Tom, can you bring some drums?
Okay.
Your whole drum set? Wouldn't that be hard, though? Maybe bongos, tambourine, maybe. My keys. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll plan it.
Yeah.
Where is Kim? We're going to have to call her if she hasn't called in.
Wow. Maybe we should text her or something. But this looks like really a good thing. Adventures 2000 has been around for a while. Actually, probably, at least over, 10 years?
I think over 10 years, right. It was called A2K before. And
oh, really?
There's even some members still around, some of the original members from A2K. They're still single and running around.
Wow, that is very cool. Look at 20 and 30s happy hour, 40 and 50s happy hour. So it really draws people from 20 to 50s. I even read somewhere even in the 60s.
Yeah, but mostly 20s and 30s and 40s, I would say.
Oh, is that mainly it?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, look at volleyball. Volleyball's fun. Have you tried that?
Yes. It's a very active athletic group.
First Friday Art Walk.
Mm-hmm.
You've done that?
I haven't done that one.
No?
But I've gone ziplining with them. And
I don't
some
know
of them go trapezing.
Ziplining? I don't know what ziplining is.
Well, it's where you jump off a platform onto, you have a cable attached to you with a belt around your waist, and you jump out into the air, and you let this cable take you from point A to point B. They do it on a lot of the cruises. They do it, you know, in various places.
Oh, I call
Sedona.
It splash lining, because the last time I did it on a cruise, it broke, and I ended up in the ocean. It was called splash lining. It was really embarrassing, too. But they were able to give me mouth-to-mouth.
Well, good.
Yeah. I planned it that way. I won't say who she was, but She did. Okay. So anyway, as we await Kim Charette Wood calling in all the way from San Diego, I believe, why don't we talk a little bit about your show, though? We'll take a few minutes and and how this relates, Adventures 2000, to the divorce show, because you're all about healing. You want to heal people.
Right.
We're not pro-divorce, obviously.
No, my clients don't get divorced.
See, that's the beauty of it, and that's why people should go to you, because really, even when it looks hopeless, it may not be, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about that. I mean, why do people think, number one, things are hopeless? It's just their state of mind, perhaps?
Well, I think relationships, after a while, if you don't nurture them and tend them like a garden, they get to be stagnant. And the first thing that goes out the window is the communication. So that's the most important thing to get back on track. And it's not just, you know, communicating verbally, but they need to be communicating feelings as well. And I help teach people how to do that, actually set them face-to-face in my office. So, you know, they're not just talking to me, but they're actually, I force them to talk to each other instead of telling me. And it makes a huge difference. So they learn how to communicate in my office and start, you know, giving positive messages to the spouse. And then we set them up on a date night. And then I always recommend a book called The Five Love Languages.
Yes. Great book.
And I use that. And once they start practicing those steps, you know, we're 50% better already.
Wow. I like the communicating feelings. Is it tough for the guys, you think, more than the women?
I'd say definitely.
Do they finally get it, or they're like a duck out of water?
Well, if it's successful and they're improving, they're going to, you know, they'll get it.
And the women love that.
They'll get it. Yeah. Now, the average marriage, people that come from marital counseling, is already 6 years too late, you know, 6 years after the problem started.
Oh.
So it's an uphill battle, but it does improve. And, you know, we can work with anyone. I think we should call Kim, because there is a time change and there might have been some confusion.
I bet. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will, I believe, have Kim Charette Wood.
I'll give him the number so he can call us.
Yeah, we could do that. And let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with the Divorce Show Part 1.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Divorce Show, Part 1, starring Dr. Sharon. And we are very excited and honored to have the owner of Adventures 2000 on the line, all the way from San Diego, Kim Charette Wood. Kim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. And, of course, you know Dr. Sharon.
Hi, Kim.
Yes. Hi, Sharon.
How's the weather in San Diego? My brother lives there. I love it in San Diego, by the way.
Oh, I love it. Ever since I moved here, it's been perfect. So, yes, nice and sunny today.
It's a great city. Maybe I should, before we get started, my brother's actually, he's had a radio show there for like 20 years, and he's on TV. Ever hear of The Lawyer in Blue Jeans? That's his
I have not, but that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's his trade name. So he's an attorney out there, does some shows. Anyway, just as a sideline, I thought I'd give a shout-out to my older brother, and I mean older brother. If he's listening, he won't like that. But I look younger. What can I say? All right, so Dr. Sharon, back to you.
Okay, well, I wanted to give the listeners a brief biography of Kim Charette Wood. Kim grew up in Southern California, and she earned a bachelor's degree in communications and public relations from California State University, Fullerton. And after working for Disney for 5 years, she moved to Arizona when she was 22, where she worked as the marketing director at a local talk radio network. She then pursued her dream of running her own business, Adventures 2000, which is a singles activity club here in the Valley. Adventures 2000 has been the premier singles activity club in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area for 13 years, and Kim has run it for the past 4 years. Kim is newly married, but continues to run her club for singles who are looking to make new friends and enjoy all there is to do in the Phoenix area.
Now, Kim, we have something in common. I went to CSUN.
And I went to CSUN,
too. Oh, yeah, so
too.
Did you. Oh, so I have something more in common with you
okay.
then, Dr.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, Cal State University Northridge. And,
right.
But Fullerton, that's a good school, too, where you went. And
yeah.
Disney, 5 years. What did you do for them? Marketing?
actually, that was how I put myself through college. So I was waitressing mostly when I worked at Disneyland. So, yeah,
oh.
worked there. Worked at California Adventure, Open California Adventure. But from there, I went to, move on and do bigger and better things. But it was a great experience. You learn a lot about people working there, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt. It's fun. I need to get back to Disneyland. All right, Dr. Sharon, so we're going to talk all about Adventures 2000 right now.
Right. So the first question, Kim, is what is Adventures 2000 all about?
Sure, yeah. So for everyone to know, basically Adventures 2000 is a singles activities club here in the Valley. So it's made just to get out and have a great time, meet other people. A lot of people mistake us for a dating service because it is, you know, the word singles is in the name, but we're really not a dating service. There's really no dating pressures in the club at all. It's just about making friends and getting out and enjoying doing some fun activities and maybe trying some new things that you've never tried before. We actually have over 30 activities on the calendar every single month, so there's something to do every single day of the week. Obviously you pick and choose what you want to do, but that's what it's all about. And if you hit it off with someone in the group, then that's just kind of a bonus. A lot of people ask about our age groups in the club as well, just kind of offhand. We do have mostly 30s, 40s, and 50s in the club. There's some late 20s and some early 60s as well, but our demographics are mostly 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we do everything from like whitewater rafting, hiking, volleyball, house parties, charity events. You name it. We do everything. We do really random things, too, like pottery painting and cooking classes and scavenger hunts, everything you can think of.
Wow. You know, I also read somewhere, I believe you went to Alaska. You do cruises and those type of things?
We do, yeah. We just went to Alaska this year, actually, and we also went on a European tour. And then we take a lot of smaller trips throughout the year as well, but we do big trips as well.
Excellent. Wow, that sounds like a fun event.
I've been on several of the trips. Actually, last summer, we went to Lake Powell, and that was an incredible trip. I had no idea that Lake Powell was such an international center. There were people speaking, you know, five different languages. And
wow.
We went to the Grand Canyon, and I'm trying to think where else I went. With Adventures 2000, but anyway,
to San Diego.
San Diego was more recently. That was like two months ago. We had a blast. We went kayaking in La Jolla Coves. I loved kayaking. That was my first time doing that.
So let me ask you this. We are talking about Adventures 2000, and we do have Kim Charette Wood, the owner of Adventures 2000. But, Sharon, we were starting to talk about this a little bit, how it relates to partly healing. I mean, it's not a club of healing, but if you're newly divorced, and maybe I should ask him this, when you're newly divorced, it would seem like it's important to get out there and not to be a hermit, but get out there and socialize. That's what probably this club also helps with, is all these activities for newly divorced people.
Definitely, yeah. We actually have a lot of people that come to the club after being divorced and kind of going through that experience. And a lot of times I think people, you know, they'll turn to online dating, but it's just too much right away when you're coming out of a divorce. You don't necessarily want to date right away, but you really want to get out and do something to fill your time and, you know, heal yourself and all of that. So what the club offers is a way for you to really focus on yourself and really get out there and do things that maybe you've never had the chance to experience before, maybe you've never tried, and just meet friends, doing even simple things like happy hours. You can also just make friends and, you know, not have those same dating pressures, basically, when you go out. So it's a way that people can grow themselves while having a great time, while making friends and you know, meeting new people. A lot of times I think people that are coming out of a divorce as well, you know, have a lot of mutual friends, and that's not always the place you want to always keep your friendships, you know, in that way, because you're going to have that constant reminder. So it's kind of nice to network out and really, you know, make some of your own friends again and get back out there doing some fun things before you go into the dating world, I think.
And Dr. Sharon, it's probably, well, I'm not the doctor. You're the doctor. However, I'm going to guess that it's probably not a great idea if you're newly divorced to jump right back into dating.
Agree, right. I think people should wait a year and do some healing and do some therapy and just build up their friendships, and this kind of club is perfect for that.
Certainly looks like it. Look at these events. It's incredible. Moonlight Hike, I see, on the 29th of November. Where do you go for that?
There's two really good locations here in the valley that we go hiking. One of them would be Papago Park, kind of an easier hike down there, but it's really nice, you know, to watch the sunset against the red rocks, and then you have the moonlight overhead, and it's, you know, an easy trail. So we do hikes that are, you know, really easy to more advanced hikes. We do activities that are you know, where you're just going to go out and have fun and do things like happy hours, but then we do the more active things like that, like volleyball and hiking and so forth as well. And I was going to mention real quick, too, for people that are divorced, a lot of people, you know, obviously have kids involved in that, and that's not something you want to bring a dating relationship right into as well. But we do have events where you can bring your kids, which is kind of interesting. So we have, you know, we have a great group of people. I mean, we're all good friends. We're all really close to each other. Once you start going to activities, you really start bonding with people. And we have things like, you know, we'll go to the zoo, or we'll go to an aquarium here in the valley. We'll go to lakes. And you could take your kids out boating, even if you don't own a boat. We have members that have boats, and they participate. They bring, you know, all the stuff out there, and you just come along with your kids and have a great time, and there's other kids there for them to play with. So it's a really good environment for single parents as well as people that are single without children.
Kim, do you see a lot of relationships forming from the group activities?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, friendships, like we've talked about the most, because there are people in the group that just aren't ready for a relationship, or maybe they're just not, even if they're not divorced, they're just maybe not looking for a relationship in particular right now. But we do have countless couples that actually do form for those who are looking for that, and we've had several weddings, too. I just went to a wedding this year. We have, I think, two or three that have come out this year, you know, have had weddings this year, and two or three last year, and so forth, moving backwards. I could countless weddings from the club as well. But yeah, there's a lot to say about meeting people, you know, that have the same things in common right from the start. So like we talked about that moonlight hike, for instance. Well, if you enjoy hiking, enjoy the outdoors, you're going to find somebody else at that hike that signed up because they also enjoy the outdoors and they also enjoy hiking. So you're going to meet somebody with common interests instead of just somebody that has a profile online that says that they enjoy it, and then you meet them and you know, they're a totally different person than you thought.
Now, when there's a couple, you know, when you meet someone, like you mentioned, there's a couple weddings, do they stay in the club and do they participate in activities? Or usually if you're a couple, maybe that's sort of the end of their situation with Adventures 2000?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, you can be in the club as being single, as in not married. So you do have to be, you know, not married or officially divorced in order to be in the club. But we do have a lot of couples in the club as well. Like I said, it's a really, you know, easygoing environment. So when there's couples, people are really respectful. So we do have people that are couples and will bring, you know, meet in the club or even meet outside of the club and bring their significant other into the club to enjoy the activities together. So we kind of get the both of single and couples in the club, but as far as being married, once you're married, you're kind of kicked out after that point, unfortunately.
Except they can't kick you out because you own it.
I know. I've come into that problem recently. I just recently got married, and so, yeah, I've had a little problem coming to my own events. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I know I'm kind of breaking my own rules here, but I really love y'all, and now I might, you know, I feel bad for having to kick out people before because I love it. I love activities. You know, I've been to several activities with Sharon as well, and it's just a great time. You're making great friends and meeting great people, and that's something you don't want to let go of just because you have a significant other. So
yeah, we floated down the Salt River together after Kim banged her knee up on a rock, and she asked me to look at her knee. She said, "You're a doctor." I said, "Yeah, I'm not that kind of a doctor, though."
But
she got injured.
Oh, you okay now?
I am okay now, yeah. Ironically, in the last 4 years, I think I'm the only person in my club that has actually broken something and hurt something. And I suppose I'm clumsy. I don't know what else to say.
No, it's because you tied all the tubes together. Remember, I told you not to. You tied
that's
it all together.
True. But I had gone kayaking before that and broke my toes.
Okay, so you're a little accident prone. Maybe.
Wow, you're adventurous.
I'm accident prone. No one else has been injured, just as a disclaimer here. No one else has been injured in the club in the last 4 years I've been around.
That's
anyway.
Awesome.
Well, that
yeah,
is,
pretty good track record.
Yeah, and especially since they do a lot of high-risk activities like jumping off trapeze bars and zip lining and climbing across spider webs and you even jump out of airplanes, I think, and bungee jump too.
Yep.
They have some really those aren't on here for November, but they have some really high adrenaline activities.
What is a spider web thing?
It's one of those. It's like a net way up above the ground.
Oh, it's not like a real spider web.
Well, no, but it looks like it's made out of ropes, and you climb across it with a halter, a belt around you, so that if you fall, they can catch you.
Wow. So, and what's objective? Not to fall or to fall so they can catch you?
The objective is to walk across it successfully.
And if you're going too slow, do you put like a prehistoric spider so it starts chasing you? Wouldn't that be fun?
No, I went up, I did the zip line with everybody, and then I climbed up this telephone pole to go across on the spider web. And my legs started shaking so badly, I decided I was going to hold up the whole group. So I just got back down and let everybody else go, and I just took pictures.
Oh, my.
Yes, she was a trooper to go on that one. I was afraid of going to that event. So all more power to you, Sharon.
Yeah, I was there. I did the zip line, but the rest of them I just took pictures. So,
so Kim, when did you get married?
Well, that's an interesting question, too, because I married a military man, so we've been married twice now in the last year. So I had a reception for our family, but we actually got married in June in Greece, so we kind of went all out.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah.
So, and then you dreaded telling everyone that you got married, and you thought they might kick you out of your own group.
Yeah, I just kind of felt bad. I mean, you know, I don't attend as much, obviously, now because I live in San Diego, but technically I would be kicked out of my own group anyways. And, you know, I've always done the most I can from the office anyhow to help everybody and make sure everyone's, you know, all taken care of. So my job's still the same, even though I live in another state and I'm married and all that. But I still attend. In fact, I'll be in town this weekend, and I'll be attending our events this weekend as well.
Oh, wow. Very this good. Weekend. So you're going to be at the picnic and football?
Actually, yeah. I probably will be at that. I'm going to try and make it to our Cardinals game as well. So we do sporting events and things like that, too. So
you're a big Cardinal fan, huh?
Oh, you know, I try to stay up to date on things, but I'm not a big fan in general. I'm just trying to get into it, trying to get more sporty, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost six in a row. Okay, well, I won't mention that.
Well, I have a question, Kim. I didn't know that you screened all your members and ran background checks. I think that's really awesome. And how would you compare your group to any other groups or dating services that are out there?
I think that one thing, like you mentioned, the safety is really important. So running background checks, I think, is really important out there, you know, especially in today's day and age, unfortunately. You know, it's kind of necessary. So we do run background checks on our members. We do kick people out if they have, you know, serious offenses of any kind that, you know, basically you wouldn't want to date somebody if they had something, you know, in their background with something like that. So we do have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and you're meeting people in a group environment, I think, which is the biggest thing. So that's really what sets us apart from, you know, different dating groups out there, or like, you know, Match.com and things like that, because you're meeting people in a safe environment, in a group environment where, honestly, if you don't click with somebody, you don't have to keep talking to them for another hour. And it's different than just going out and doing, like, dinner or coffee with somebody repetitively. You can actually do something more adventurous and go out and do things to grow yourself and have a great time on your own, and while you're meeting people at the same time. So it's, you know, it's for people that are ready to date as well as people that aren't ready to date, to just kind of have fun and make friends and get to know new people. And actually, a lot of people use our club for networking, too, so that's kind of interesting. You know, people are out there. It's a hard economy, and it's kind of nice to have connections and just to know people in other fields. And, you know, so that's another reason that people prefer our group over just like online dating, because you're really making solid friendships with people that are out there in the industry. And it's all in Phoenix. The whole club is just has always been here in Phoenix. So so that's where you're going to meet everybody.
So if somebody joins and they seriously need counseling, you can send them to me.
Definitely. See, that's how this works.
Wow, that network, that's a nice plus, no doubt about it. Especially this day and age, people love networking. Let's take a quick break. Kim, can you hold on for a little while longer?
Of course.
Okay, and we are talking to Kim Charette Wood, the owner of Adventures 2000, a great activity club. If you're single, you definitely want to check that Adventures 2000 out, and we'll give the website out when we come back. This is Breakthrough Thinking. This is The Divorce Show, starring Dr. Sharon Van Lentz, and we'll be right back. One of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
At Birenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Divorce Show, part one, every third Monday. Monday, every third Tuesday from 2 to 3. And, of course, we'll have Joe Collins on from 3 to 4, great family law attorney. On the air all the way from San Diego, we have Kim Charette Wood, who recently got married. That's where the wood comes in, I'm guessing. And she's the owner of Adventures 2000. And Dr. Sharon, you know about this club.
Yes.
You've been to these activities.
I've been a member for 2 years.
In fact,
I'm up for renewal at the end of December.
You're up for renewal already?
Yes, Kim, do I get a good renewal rate?
You do.
Let's negotiate it right here, right now, live in front of 4.5 million people. Just kidding. I've heard of course, Adventures 2000. You know, it's been a solid fixture in Phoenix for a long time. And it's really nice, you know, Kim, that not only is this like a business for you and you own it, but it's really provides so much happiness, I would think, for the singles that are out here. And there's a lot of singles in Phoenix. And so it's more than just activities. It's really providing some type of sense of
belonging.
That's the
word. Which is so important for people who just got divorced. And honestly, it's one of the best investments I've ever made.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a testimony.
I've had more fun with Adventures 2000 than in a better social life than any other time in my life. And my only regret is I didn't find him sooner.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you're having such a great time in the club. I get that all the time, honestly. That's why I love my job. It's the most rewarding job I've ever had. It's just, it's so much more to me to see people really just enjoy themselves and find things, to do with their time that are productive and fulfilling, and, they can work on themselves instead of just trying to date, one person after the next when they might not even be, really looking for that. It's a great place to meet friends, so.
Right. Now tell us, what is your website, Kim?
Our website is adventures2000.net, not a .com. A lot of people go there, and unless you want to go kayaking here with me in California, it's probably not going to do much better for you. But, yes, adventures2000.net. And you can sign up right online, through the form there online, or you can ask for some more information. You could call us. All the information is right there online for
you. What's
your
phone number if people wanted to call you and join? And are you giving a special discount for listeners today?
Sure, yeah. Actually, we are. Our phone number, first off, is 602-244-1577. Again, 602-244-1577. And we are giving a great discount to listeners today, actually. It's usually $199 to join the club, but then it's just $30 a month, and you can continue on as long as you want. But for listeners today, we're actually doing half-off initiation, so it's only $99 to join, and then, again, just $30 a month to continue on the membership. And honestly, you end up saving more than that, being in the club. I don't know if you've done this yourself, Sharon, but just going to different activities that have really great discounts. You can get a $30 or more discount in one single activity. So, just so you know, you get your money back in the club is kind of another difference that we have here. But The promo code for that when you do sign up is Divorce Show, all one word, Divorce Show. And, again, you can sign up right online or you can give us a call and we can get you all squared away with just $99 to start, which is half off our initiation fee, and then $30 a month.
I just signed up.
Awesome.
No, I'm teasing. I didn't sign up. But, that's a good that's a really good price. Initial fee only $99 from $199. Wow, $100 savings. And mm-hmm. $30 a month. Is there any minimum number of months? How does that work?
Nope. Actually, you know, we've come down in price quite a lot. Doesn't mean that we've reduced anything to do with quality. I mean, Sharon can account for that. We have just as many events, if not more, just as many members, if not more. But, you know, we really believe in providing a quality service to singles out there in the Valley, you know, at reasonable prices. And really we found that the more reasonable it is, the more people you get talking about it, the more people you get bringing their friends, and then their friends join. And so it's just been a really great rate. And, you know, just the $99 to join is an awesome deal. So, yeah, and there's no term. Sorry, to answer your question, there's no term. There used to be, but you can continue on for just a few months or you can continue on as long as you'd like.
Wow, that gives great flexibility, Dr. Sharon.
Yeah, it does. I think when I joined, I think that I had the $199 and whatever the monthly fee was. And so I did a two-year membership all at once. But you've come down a lot, I think, because of the meetup groups. Is that right, Kim?
Yeah, there are meetup groups out there, yeah. You know, that compete with us. And, you know, unfortunately, yeah, some of those are free to join. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, they don't screen their members. And there's a lot of things, you know, to that. You could have meetup groups that look like they have, you know, hundreds of members. But when you go to an event, there's like three people there and crickets are chirping.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that myself. And it's, you know, it's kind of scary without having that initial screening and really just, you know, people are going to so many different meetups and not really committing to just one, so you don't really get this group of friends like we have. We have, you know, people consistently coming around to the same club that regardless if you can only make it to two or three events in a month, you're still going to start seeing some of the same people reoccurring, so you can actually build friendships as opposed to just seeing random people that you'll never see again. So I think that's, you know, that's been really important for us, too.
And then you also meet different people at different events. Like, you know, there's a certain group of people that always show up for karaoke, and there's a different group that shows up for hiking or the dueling pianos. So you're always meeting new members and some of the old members, too.
Definitely, yeah. We have new members joining every day, so there's always that mix of new members, and you don't have to join it and feel like you're coming back into high school or something like that. It's a very casual, friendly environment, and there's so many new members coming in every day that you can just relax and enjoy yourself, and everybody's going to be very friendly and want to get to know you right off.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you personally do all these activities, I mean, as far as the planning, or do you have committees, and can people get on committees? Because this is an awful lot of activities, unbelievable. So does this keep you busy, or do you have some help?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I am very, very busy with the club. I, you know, work 60 or more hours every single week putting together the calendar, but I do not do it alone. I do have an event director that helps me put together this calendar and run things there in Phoenix, of course. And then we do have activity coordinators. So every single activity that is on the calendar actually has a representative from the club that's physically present at that activity, making sure that it's running smoothly and, you know, accounting for the people there and kind of guiding you if you get lost and all of that. So they also are there to introduce new members around to the current members so that you feel more welcome in the club.
And we got an email right now, or actually it might be a text right off my iPhone here from one of our listeners, and it says, can you visit before joining? A great question. And what is the answer to that one?
That's another thing that is kind of new for us. You can actually participate in an activity before you join. We ask that you try out just one before joining because, again, we really do value that screening process and that background check that we have. So we do, open up about five activities every single month. And if somebody wants to email us or call us, we could send a link so that they can access our calendar and the calendar that they would receive has those open activities for them to take a peek at and see if they want to come along. But like Sharon said, you know, you're going to meet a different group of people when you're going to volleyball than you would meet going to a happy hour or going to, you know, something else that we have. And we have a lot of really unique and different events throughout the year. We're even around on the holidays, so, you know, if you didn't have family in town, we have the holidays, we always have something going on. We have Thanksgiving dinner coming up this week, for instance. So just, you know, realize, too, that when you go to an event, it's going to always be different. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have a great time at whatever it is, but every single event is different and unique to it, to that event.
Is Thanksgiving dinner at Jackie's house?
Thanksgiving dinner is actually at Tiffany's house.
Tiffany's house. Okay, I didn't pull that one up. A lot of those are at Jackie's house. I was just wondering if she was cooking for 30 people.
Oh, that's a lot
of
people.
Yeah, no, not this time.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Kim. How many members do you have?
We have about 400 active members in the club. So when I say active, you know, a lot of times people throw numbers out there. Like I said, with meetups and so forth, you know, you throw out much higher numbers. These are actively participating, currently attending members that are here in the club, and we count it that way because we want you to know how many people you're actually going to meet.
That's pretty good, I would say. That's I bet you get pretty nice turnouts. What do you average? Mm-hmm. Maybe, I guess, what, 10, 15, 20?
Karaoke could have anywhere from 12 to 18 people at the Grapevine.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot, you know, because we have about an average of about 35 activities every single month. And like I said, there's something to do every day. So you're talking about when people are, you know, that many members are spread thin between that many events, people are still actively participating that much because they enjoy the activities. So you're going to get, like she said, you know, an average is about 15 people. Small event would be about 10, and a larger event like New Year's or something like that, you're looking at like 80 to 100 people a lot of times.
What do you got going New Year's?
New Year's, we're actually going to be in downtown Phoenix. We're going to be at a bar out there and watch some fireworks at midnight, have a glass of champagne, and then we're staying in a hotel right there, right downtown.
Sounds nice.
Wow, a hotel. So you rented a whole bunch of rooms, or how's that work?
Everybody probably rents their own room.
Yeah, everyone gets their own rooms for that, but we got, I think, what was that?
So they don't have to drive home. I did a New Year's Eve event with you last year. I think it was at the, next door to the Chaparral Suites, I can't remember the name, the Clarion Hotel, was it?
Oh, yeah, we did that the year before last. That
was
a great party, too.
Great party. That, I had just, I think, joined, and they had, 100, 150 members there, and you can bring guests to that.
Oh.
You know, there was a fee for the whole evening, and they had, you know, food and drinks and dancing all night until, 2 o'clock, and then people could just go collapse in their room.
Wow, that is super fun. Now,
it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Let me ask you this. I know in some of the church groups and so on, I haven't recently have done this, but I've given a lot of single talks. Typically, it's more women. How about your group? Is it more women? Is it 50-50? Or what's the situation there?
You know, our group has been 50-50 for the 4 years I've been in it, and recently it just turned into more women. So you men listening, come on out because we need you.
I'm back on the website.
We are more women now, probably about 70% women. However, you know, if the women are out there too, just be smart about the events you sign up and you'll be fine. You know, if you go to some of the more athletic things
things is where the men show up.
Exactly, yeah. So we really have a trade-off. You know, sometimes we'll have more men at an event, even still with the numbers the way they are, and other times we'll have more women. It just depends. You know, if you're going to a pottery painting, you can't expect to find a bunch of men, but if you're going to a basketball night, you know what to find. So, you know, you play the calendar smart, and you're always going to find the demographic you're looking for.
Well, all you have to do is, if there's not enough sporting events, invite them, have a beer, pretzel, and couch night where they could be a couch potato. Don't forget the potatoes. And you will get the men. All right, that was a little sarcastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, really. No couch potatoes allowed in this group.
Exactly.
This is an athletic group.
I'm pro women. That's all I could say.
There you go. So, Kim, what singles trips and cruises do you have planned for maybe for next year?
Well, actually, every year we take a survey, so we're in the process of having our survey out there right now because we really do these activities for our members. So, you know, a lot of our activities are based on member suggestions. And then obviously the fun things that we find here to do around the Valley. We try and keep things new and different. But because we really want our members to be happy and enjoy what we're doing, we're actually doing a member survey right now to find out what trips to do next year. So like we talked about, we did a European tour and an Alaskan cruise this year and all kinds of small trips. We just went to Tombstone, for instance, as well. But it looks like this coming year, so far from the survey, and I can't, you know, tell 100%, but it looks like we're either going to do Costa Rica or Jamaica and Thailand. So some big trips, really big trips.
You said Thailand?
Thailand, yeah.
Thailand,
That's kind of an unusual place to visit, I think.
You know, even on my own travels, I've found a lot of people talk about Thailand. It's, you know, it's a big, long trip and a long flight, obviously, but once you get over there, it's just absolutely gorgeous, you know, very affordable once you're over there. So it really is like a destination that kind of a lot of people don't focus on, but it's so worth it, you know, once you get over there.
Wow. I never even thought about going to Thailand.
And now you
might. I
have
been to Jamaica, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about Tahiti?
I've been to Tahiti.
Hawaii?
Hawaii, yes.
And Alaska.
No, I have not been to Alaska. It's a long story, but we won't go over
it. Oh, you should go
it.
To Alaska. That's
next
good.
Next year.
How about Gilbert? Okay, maybe not Gilbert. So Kim, you're quite the entrepreneur at a young age. Any plans to expand maybe to other cities, other type of related activities?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're looking into it. There's a possibility of we started a little bit to look into adding couples, to the Phoenix area, a group for couples. So that is still kind of in the works. That might actually take place this coming year. And being that I now, you know, live all the way out here in San Diego, there is look to expanding out here. There is not a club like that out here right now. So, you know, we'll see what we can do. But my main focus is on the current members that we have. I mean, we have a really good thing going. And like I said, it's already a lot of work, but I love what I do. It's a great thing to see people enjoying, you know, crossing stuff off their bucket list every day and enjoying life. So right now it's my focus.
So what have you crossed off your bucket list?
Oh, my gosh, everything. I love our trips. Our trips are a great time, like we were talking about. I've been to Hawaii with the group, on a Caribbean cruise with the group. All kinds of different trips that can just keep going on. But I've done powered hand gliding, kayaking, zip lining, ski trips. I love those as well. But, you know, a lot of times just the happy hours and just the, you know, we have like for new members, we have new member icebreakers. And I love that. I love to get to know the new people in the club. I love to just have a good time and sit there and really get to know people. So sometimes the happy hours are even just as fun as a more adventurous activity in the club as well. We do really unique things, you know, like massages and brunches. And, you know, we go out and see theater events, which is priceless because, you know, a lot of people that might be divorced with husbands probably know what it's like to try and drag your husband to a musical, because I'm finding that out right now.
Oh, I love the musicals. I've been to a few of those. They were great.
Exactly, yeah. So we have those types of things on the calendar that really, you know, you can come out and do. Even if you're the only one interested, you're able to go to an activity that we have on the calendar and enjoy it, regardless what friends you might have don't want to participate. So, yeah, it's a good time.
So you're saying your husband does not like musicals?
Not so much, yeah. He's a Marine, so not big on the musical front.
He probably likes music, but not with the...
And he works on the SEAL training base on Coronado.
Really?
Yeah, and he's in a communication major, and he wants to be on the radio show too, doesn't he?
He's actually a communications officer, so that's why. Yeah, he grew up with AM radio and loves that. So,
well, definitely, we'll get him on. We're on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. So
just find out what he wants to talk about, and we'll get him on.
Oh,
somewhere.
I know what we're going to talk about. We're going to say, what musicals do you really like?
Right.
Do you like Mamma Mia?
A good topic.
I loved Mamma Mia.
I actually did too. Did you like the musical or the movie? Meryl Streep and
Pierce
Brosnan.
I love Meryl
Bronson.
Streep. People used to tell me I looked like Meryl Streep a lot.
Yeah, you sort of do.
I haven't seen the Broadway musical.
But you saw the movie.
I saw the movie. I loved the movie.
Which song did you like the best? And can you sing it? I have caught her on this one.
You've caught me
live
on
the air. Okay, next
I'm
time.
I'm going to practice the song for the air, maybe for December.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear you sing
a Christmas carol.
Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll wrap up the last segment. We have Kim Charette Wood, owner of Adventures 2000, on the line. Sign up now. A lot of good stuff going on. www.adventures2000.net. Remember, .net. You can call the office, 602-244-1577. Mention or the promo code Divorce Show, and there's some really good deals. Initiation fee $99 versus $199 and $30 a month. No minimum, and we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the Divorce Show, part one, every Tuesday from 2 to 3. And, well, people know, not ashamed to say it. I think Donnie and Marie are very talented. I saw them in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. In fact, I'm going to review their performance. They're here in Phoenix starting Tuesday, November 27th, for I think about a week or so at the Gamage Theater. And I think I'm going on Tuesday to review. Write something on our website, talk about it on one or two or many of our shows, and that's why we played I'm a Little Bit Country, and are you a little bit rock and roll?
I'm the rock and roll portion.
I'm the country. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have Kim Charette Wood on the line, all the way from San Diego, owner of Adventures 2000. Kim, did you like that song?
It was wonderful.
All right. She loves Donnie and Marie. She gets a thumbs up.
So
maybe.
Kim, let's repeat your website again and how people get in touch with you.
That would be great. Yeah, it's www.adventures2000.net, or you can call at 602-244-1577. And, we'd be happy to give you some more information about the club, or you can just sign up right online for the $99 discount to join. It's usually $199, but if you enter Divorce Show as the promo, you can get half off that initiation fee, and then it's just $30 a month starting the second month, and you can continue on as long as you want. There's no obligation.
And you said you can visit, I think, one activity, just right, to just check it out.
Yeah, you can definitely visit one activity to check it out. The activities that we offer for that are limited because, again, we do background checks and so forth for our members. So, I don't always recommend it, but we do have that option because we're really, we're proud of what we offer. We know that you're going to have a great time just by going to one or two events. So we do offer that for those that are a little bit, timid to just go for it. But honestly, if it's what you're looking for, I recommend just going for it. There's so much to do that you just can't go wrong, and it's so affordable, especially compared to online dating. You just really can't go wrong.
Life is short. You've got to, squeeze as many activities as you can in a month.
That's right. You got to have fun. You got to find balance in your life. And Dr. Sharon, as a therapist, that is very important. It's good to work. It's good to
work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Is that your motto?
Well, I think I live pretty balanced. I may be working a little too hard lately because they haven't seen me at Adventures 2000. I don't think I've been there this month except maybe for karaoke. I think we had karaoke this month.
Maybe. We want you back.
Yeah, really. I was going to go horseback riding on Sunday. But how was the stargazing party on the 9th? Did you hear about that, Kim? I really wanted to go to that, too. Did you hear?
Ironically,
results?
The only event out of this whole month that had to be canceled was the stargazing party because it rained.
It rained.
It rained.
Well, I know it was
a little beyond our control.
Yeah, it was a long drive out there, but I was definitely interested in that.
Oh, I thought you meant in Hollywood you'd go out and
no.
stargaze at
no,
the Hollywood
like
actors.
Bunch of telescopes set up.
No, we have really unique
up.
Events like that.
Wow.
And
really.
Looking at the stars, yes.
Telescopes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the thing, too, is if you can only go to, one or two activities a month, it's still worth it. For $30, you're going out on a night where maybe there wasn't something else to do in town, or maybe it's a random Tuesday or something, and we always offer something every day of the week. So at least you can get out when you're able to.
Now, dinner and a movie looks intriguing. Where do you usually have dinner?
That depends. We do dinner and a movie all over the valley, so we try and put that on the calendar once a month or every other month just for movie buffs to get out there. And a lot of times we'll go to like Tempe Marketplace or Desert Ridge, somewhere around there, and enjoy one of the restaurants in those areas, and then we pick a movie together to go to.
Now, are you a Twilight fan?
I've watched the Twilights. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'm not.
I love the Twilight. We did have Boo Boo Stewart on, who is Seth Clearwater on the saga. And we had Rami Malek, who was the new, very powerful vampire, Benjamin, in Breaking Dawn Part 2. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. It's, it's getting a lot of people attending this since it came out Thursday night, 10 p.m. So, I thought I would mention...
I've heard it's really good. I've actually heard it's a really good good one this time.
I'd recommend it. Excellent, excellent movie. So let's see. Kim, we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about, other than what you've said? I mean, we've talked about how unique this Adventures 2000 is. It's not a dating service at all, so it's a place to have activities, although some people could find their true love, and that's always nice to know as well.
Definitely, and that has happened, but, again, I think the most important thing, especially this being the divorce show, is just to know, that there is an opportunity like this to get out and start living your life and enjoying things, that maybe you haven't had a chance to do for a while, and take care of yourself first. Like Dr. Sharon said, you really got to, focus on yourself, and that's really important. And give yourself some time. Don't work, your whole life away. Enjoy some activities, and really, really have those things crossed off your bucket list at some point. And so I think it's a great opportunity, especially while you're single, to take advantage of the time that you might have and get out there and do fun activities and meet new friends and network and, you can do all of that in the club without having pressures of dating, but with the opportunity that might come about for you, really by building a friendship first with somebody, which I think is something really unique to our club as opposed to other avenues you can try and take out there. So,
I think that's great. We're at the end of the show, and www.adventures2000.net. Get online. And,
thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And remember the promo code Divorce Show. $100 discount for initiation fee, $99.30 a month. Definitely get out there. Again, that's www.adventures2000.net.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Joe Collins, 3 to 4, great family law attorney. We'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Collison, Phoenix.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins at collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal, that someone is Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing Service Master Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. And just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.